So here we are, the day after the party. Everything's been eaten, but there's 12 ears of corn left. And what are you going to do? Most people don't have chickens. I don't. I take the corn and I cut it off the cob. I put it in a bowl. And to that bowl, I'm going to add a fair amount, I'm not going to say a lot, of diced red onion. And I like to treat my red onion prior to going into a salad, a raw vegetable salad. I like to treat the onion like I do the cucumbers. I put the diced onion in a colander. I salt the onion. I macerate the onion with the salt in the colander, and then I rinse that off. So the onion has most of its water and has lost its raw flavor, or as some people say, roar flavor. I like the flavor of raw onion in tuna fish, but not in my corn salad. So we got corn, we got red onion, we got those little grape tomatoes, the ones that are smaller than a cherry tomato. I like to cut those in half. Then I like to add a big, giant handful of fresh basil, tops and all, maybe a little bit of celery, not too much celery. So to that vegetable salad, and we're going to say after it's all done, let's say we have 3 cups, right? If you were to measure all of those ingredients I just talked about, we have a 3-cup yield. To that, I want to take a cup and a half of jasmine basmati rice. I want to cook that in my rice cooker. I want to overcook it. I want to chill it after it's been cooked. And then I want to add that to all that corn. So now we have we got 50% vegetables and 50% rice. And if it's a good jasmine basmati, it's wonderful. I mean, you could use any rice that doesn't have a lot of gluten in it. If you want to use glutinous rice prior to boiling it, or if you want to use, even better, a variety of different rices, why not? More than one kind of rice. Just put it in a pot or a bowl and let warm water sit on it and like mash it around and keep changing the water until it's not milky anymore, and then boil it, and then your grains won't stick together. And if you want to use Uncle Ben's rice for this or a converted rice, who's going to stop you? No one's going to stop you. The only rice I don't think I would use would be brown rice, but there might be someone out there that is a strong proponent of brown rice. Today's not the rice show. Today's the vegetable show. I'm talking about corn. I'm talking about the Holy Trinity of corn, tomatoes, and cucumbers. And if there's a Holy Trinity adjacent vegetable that should be included, that would be zucchini. My favorite is I love zucchini season. And I love squash blossoms in general. Could talk about squash blossoms another time. My zucchini. And zucchini is probably something we could do a whole nother show on, because when the zucchini comes, you got to run because there's a lot of it. And my zucchini I like to do is very, very thinly sliced on a mandolin. And then I like to put that in a bowl with, again, I'm going to have to say, a little bit of salt. And I put the salt on the zucchini, and through the action of osmosis, most of the water comes out of the zucchini. I rinse that, I pat that dry, I mix up one egg, really frothy, and I put the zucchini into that egg mixture, and then I take my cast iron skillet, of which I have a thin film of olive oil in it, and I pick out the zucchini out of the bowl, and I kind of drag the zucchini on the side of the bowl just so it's lightly covered with egg, and then I pan fry that on both sides until it's really crispy. And that's my zucchini chips recipe, and those are best served with a little grated fresh Romano cheese or just plain salt and pepper if you want. Same thing works really well with the zucchini flowers. But that zucchini is the zucchini is coming, everyone. Zucchini is coming. You have to be aware of that. Got to be prepared for the zucchini. I don't even want to go into zucchini soup. That sounds all sorts of wrong. I like to fry my zucchini. Also like to grill it. Grilled zucchini is delicious. Basically marinated, thrown on the grill. That would even be excellent to add to the aforementioned corn salad. See, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm also getting hungry. You've been listening to Is It Soup Yet? My name is Alan Harding. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. Thank you for calling. As usual, take care. Brush your hair. Stand tall.
Pancho Morales, ladies and gentlemen, to come get over. Now I need a half pint of more. Thank you.
return to the purity of your essence. You are love. Return to divine source. Return to your purity. Return to the purity of your essence. You are love. Return to divine source. Return to your purity. Return to the purity of your essence. You are love. Return to divine source. Return to your purity.
Return to the purity of your essence. No, wait, let me do it like... Return to the purity of your essence. You are love. Vel aha telali. Good evening, Starseed. You are tuned into the music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, here with you every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern. your weekly pit stop. Astral listening experience dedicated to all things cult related, new religious movements, individuals of a mystical, inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. We did just hear a audio meditation from Vel Ahatel Ali. By vocation, she has chosen to learn, practice, master, and teach holistic health and living in consideration of cutting-edge frontiers of the body-mind-spirit complex as a microcosm of the divinity-ordered, ever-expanding and evolving universe where we are dwelling in, both physically and metaphysically. She is also a Reiki master, artist, well-versed in the art of applied quantum principles in conscious and responsible reality creation. Conveying and transmitting these things in ways that are meaningful, relevant, and useful to the one she is to work or journey with in unconditional love, gratitude, and mutual respect. Want to turn now to a very odd record that I came across a bunch of years back called Excelsior, the Crowning Rose. This is somehow connected to the Church Universal and Triumphant, the cult of Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Maybe these are members, ex-members, doing their own thing. Tribute or exercise in praise for the Ascended Masters. Not totally sure. But that never stopped me before. Excelsior. I'll be right back.
Star of love and rest. They tremble through and through. Flowers spring beneath his feet. Angel forms beside him run, while unnumbered lips repeat, love's victory is won. Hail to love, to mighty love, let spirits sing around, while the hill, the dale, and grove with mighty love resound. Or should a sigh of sorrow steal amid the sounds thus echoed o'er? 'Twill but teach the god to feel his victories the more. 'Twill but teach the god to feel his victories the
Excelsior. Very queer record from a group of people that seem to be members of the Church of the Universal and Triumphant, or the Summit Lighthouse, the cult of Elizabeth Clare Prophet, with some choral music that's very typical of the IM/Ascended Master teachings, sort of histrionic, harp-centric chorals to various Ascended Masters. We heard Love's Victory and the Evening Star. So anyone who's been listening to me, this program, for however long I've been doing it, or at least for a couple of years, must know I have a penchant for private press Christian rock, or just private press Christian music in general. And I recently found something that just, I think it's probably the crown jewel of this whole micro genre. Set Free Ministries is located out in Anaheim, California. Mostly it is known as a Christian biker club. Members of Set Free go out with Pastor Phil Aguilar and roam the freeways and highways of the Southern California, Greater Los Angeles area. They've been doing that at least since the 1980s, praising the gospel and riding with the Most High. And then it turned out that it was a cult. Set Free members mostly made up of homeless people, degenerates, or so-called degenerates, ex-prostitutes, ex-gangbangers, who Phil, Pastor Phil, kind of converted to Christian authoritarianism, I guess. Apparently, Aguilar is not accountable to anyone. He can remove anyone from a leadership position anytime he chooses. He is the mediator between Set Free and God. If you question Pastor Phil's decision in any way, you are considered rebellious, and you have to you can't ride a Harley. You have to ride one of those foo-foo Italian bikes that are frowned upon. Members are told to move out of their homes, give up their cars, all their possessions, and move into Set Free. You have to quit your job. If you want to go anywhere, you need permission from Phil. You have to ask permission to visit family. So it's kind of a high-controlled environment. They've been doing music since the beginning. Mostly they're known for doing hip-hop covers. They'll take popular hip-hop tunes, mostly from the early 90s, like MC Hammer and all that crap. And they change the lyrics to be about Jesus. But before they started doing that, they produced a record that is just a whole next level psychotic Christian strangeness called Riding with the Most High. I'd say this is from 1983 or 84, the very beginning of the whole Set Free movement. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. This whole record is just amazing, so it's kind of difficult to choose. I'll just keep playing it in various programs. I can't even describe it, so I'm just going to play right now just a couple of tracks. And this amazing record from Set Free, Riding with the Most High.
The Bible says that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
From another world.
I hope you're really ready now to go for a ride with Christ's sons as we go riding with the Most High.
Jug of new wine. Yeah, yeah. Under eagles, give the power to the road. Praising Jesus, winning souls. Righteous thunder, power from on high. We are Christ's sons. Live on.
Thunder Eagles. Pastor Phil Aguilar and his band of degenerates, ex-gangbangers, riding their bikes in the greater Los Angeles area in the early 80s. Riding with the Most High, their first record before they went all hip-hop. Thunder Eagles and Every Knee Shall Bow. Amazing record. We're going to go from Jesus to Satan, as we often do on this program. Because I defy taboo. This is a satanic cult that I know absolutely nothing about, but they put out a lot of audio. It's called Occult Metallic Sorcery. I don't even remember how I got this, honestly. I don't remember the backstory. Possibly I was brainwashed by satanic cult members to play this on the air, and the memory of the entire encounter, the ritual, was erased. All I have are the artifacts. So this is from a project within the cult called Satan's Terror Generator. It's very abrasive, unlistenable, and everything else that makes this show what it is.
Et Filii, et Spiritus Sanctus.
I was going to play a third Satan's Terror Generator track, but I kind of had enough. I don't know how you feel. From a satanic cult I know nothing about called Occult Metallic Sorcery, a project called Satan's Terror Generator, we heard Breath of the Punishment. That's kind of how it felt. Between going outside and dealing with that heat, or staying inside and listening to that bad breath of the punishment, either way. And before that, boring goat slaughter. Truly awful power electronics for Satan. Gonna end with something equally heinous from a cult called Liberty Gospel Church from Nigeria. This is something that is really fixated on witchcraft. Helen Ukpabio is the leader of this cult. She is known for conducting public campaigns inciting harassment and violence against those accused of witchcraft. I think they actually kill people. I think they kill kids who they believe are possessed. They go around, if you know how to levitate, or maybe your eyes are a different color on each side, you're automatically a witch. You have to endure witchcraft attacks. Her events are advertised to heal, cure, exercise, and neutralize witchcraft attacks, but I think she actually just kills them. So, that's what we're going to hear next. Going to hear something like a live recording from one of their Sunday services. And that'll be it for me. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org. Thank you.
don't you give up.
Thank you.